Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible does not support same-sex sexual relationships. That's the headline. David James, Bible in Hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Several years ago, David, a young man named Matthew Vines wrote a book entitled God and the Gay Christian. He attempted in the book to show that the Bible actually supports same-sex relationship. And that book seems to have had at least some impact, especially upon young people.
I think that's true. That book came out, and I've spoken about it all over the world, actually, as one of the sections of my course on current theological issues. And as sort of a follow-up to the book, he and a lesbian friend of his produced a video in which they supposedly give 7 Bible-based reasons for same-sex relationships. And let me just note a couple of them to show how off the wall they are. Their main argument was that since some same-sex couples get treated badly by Christians and it's harmful to them, this is bad fruit and is therefore evidence that God is okay with homosexuality. I call this "you hurt my feelings" defense. They also try to argue that the complete destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 19 wasn't primarily about homosexual behavior, even though the text of Genesis as well as commentary in 2 Peter and Jude contradict this. It says it's very clearly a sexual problem. They also try to argue that the term homosexual wasn't even invented in English until the 1800s. But the English word is irrelevant since the Greek word that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 6 is arsenokoitēs, which means a man who has sexual relations with another man. So every one of their arguments just fall apart, and the Bible very clearly teaches against homosexual behavior.
David James, with his Bible in his hand, explaining that the Bible does not support same-sex sexual relationships. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Today in the church, there is a conflict going on over the issue of same-sex sexual relationships. This issue is also in the political arena as well. One presidential candidate, who is a man married to another man, says that they are both Christians. In fact, he invokes his so-called Christianity into his campaign activity as well. However, more serious is the debate on this issue in the church today. A serious study of the literal Word of God reveals that God does not approve of same-sex sexual relations among true Bible-believing, born-again Christians. Genesis chapter 19 reveals what the Lord did to a community of Sodomites. Romans chapter 1 says that the Lord, confronting people involved in homosexual activity, those people have been turned over to a reprobate mind. That's Romans chapter 1 and verse 28. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...